Start the Yosef. In the middle of Mitoch. As Babust Alemor, it's two mehalchim in Mitoch. It's more madrege. It's one madrege of Nochu Mishganzu. And there's one madrege of Rav Akiva. What is the madrege of Nochu Mishganzu? There's a tana that was called Nochu Mishganzu. What was the smile of Nochu Mishganzu? That everything that happened, he said, Gamzu Letoivo. So the shaila is, the smile of Nochu is that he says, Gamzu Letoivo. That's the smile of Nochu. So the name of Nochu had to be Nochum ish letoivo. And Nochum ish gamzu letoivo. Nochum ish gamzu is agonish. Gamzu what? Could be gamzu lero. Nochum ish gamzu. What's Nochum ish gamzu? Gamzu what? That's the chkir. Gamzu letoivo, gamzu lero. The point of his name is other Nochum ish letoivo. Other Nochum ish gamzu letoivo. Nochum ish gamzu. Amaoritz told me he lived in a place that was called Gamzu, yeah? I was Yifakel, and the place was called Hashem Nochu. The place also was called Gamzu. So what is Gamzu? What is Gamzu? So I heard once from a Talmud Chacham. Nochu's Mahalach was, he took a story that happened to him, that looked bad, and in the end he saw that it happened to be good. It turned to become good. Something bad that happened to him. But he saw that from the bad, good came. So while he saw that from the bad, good came, the next time when something bad happened to him, he said, Gamzu letoivo. Remember yesterday was bad, and I was sure, it's my end, and then it worked out to be good. Gamzu letoivo. This is also for good. I don't know how. The basis for us. Aber Gamzu letoivo. This is one mahalach. Remember then it was bad? In the end, it worked out good. Gamzu! This also, in the end, will end up Levi Letoivo. This is Gamzu Letoivo. This is the Ma'ala of Nochum. Gamzu Letoivo. The Ma'alach of Rabbi Akiva. Kol David Rachmona Letav David. The lion came, Letav. The candles went off, Letav. Everything will happen. It's good. It's good. On Gamzu Letoivo. Two Mahalchim. We'll start a little bit to work at Bitochim with the Mahalach from Nochu Mishganzu. So this Shabbos, my wife was not feeling good, so we went somewhere. Mishpacha, but we can't eat. Hechshel, where we go. So we took all the food with us. A quiet place. And we took the food and everything, you know. Anyway, it doesn't make a difference what is the kashas in the place, but anyway, no. So that was sure. Then I went back, you know, to where I'm staying. And I met the old couple. So it was maybe 80 years old. So I asked them, where are they getting for Shabbos? They said, they also they bring some food with them. So I said, well, you know, you have to eat hot food. I said, yeah, yeah. On our age, she has that grace enough to mean it. So I called the Shabbos, I said, listen, I'm not going to have guests, I don't have Shabbos. The Valley, I don't have guests. So, please be my guest. I said, no. I said, listen, I'm here and here, you know, I'm waiting. I said, the middle of the meal, they came. Then, Shabbos. Then she said she was in the Holocaust, and then she went to Siberia, put her in Siberia. She was a little kid in Siberia. It was 50 Celsius under zero. Mamish freezing was days, you know, was white beers, was mamish Neurovaryan, the place she was. Like maybe 30-40 people there, with one, you know, couple going in charge of them. They had to chop wood when she was a little kid. This was the goddess that they were there. And she said that, you know, it came before Sukkot. So the guy, the goy, told him that he knows that the Yidden have as a minig to move, to make like little houses from wood, before Sukkot. You know, he says, this time of the year. And I want to tell you now, if someone will do it, first we'll put him, you know, we'll punish him, and we'll take away his kids, and we'll put him in Russian houses. Maybe the kids will remember that the parents were Jewish, but I could promise you, your Einiklach will never remember that you were Jewish. So, if you want to try to make a chance, I'm telling you, this will be your punishment. You will be put, you know, a little ruler that, you know, for all of your life, will beat you up, will do outs for you, you know, you'll never see the light anymore, and your kids will be taken away from you. She was 7 years old then. She remembered her father came home. And her mother looks at her father and goes to his eye. And the father says, Mistama Hashem bring us to this place in the world to attack a mitzvah sukkah. Why do you think Hashem bring us to Siberia if not to fix mitzvah sukkah? I thought Hashem had to bring us to Siberia. I mean, if he wants to punish us, he could punish us. You know, he could give us tzaros in the city. I'm Mistama will send here to attack a mitzvah sukkah. I'm planning to make a sukkah. I'm not planning not to make a sukkah. Wasn't that the kids? I'm planning to make a sukkah. I'm not planning to make a sukkah. I'm planning to make a sukkah. That was a pacha. When they had, they were living, mommy was freezing outside, and the house was like an oven, the whole house was like a big oven. So they had, the doors were made like from poles of wood, so they had like one door, and like, it was like a passage, and then he went into the house. So he made like a little passage, you know, mommy sheva al sheva. So the door opened, so before the house comes in, he put like another fish of filo tefach hazah. And he put a little bit tzchach, after 2 minutes it snows anyway, so machlish does. And the maybe they had a sukkah. Passes only a couple hours, you know, the door calls him over. And tells him, Velnik, his name was Velnik, Mr. Velnik, what is this? He said, no, my wife had a baby now, and I was thinking that, you know, when they open the door, the wind blows in. Mama's not good for the baby. So I said, I'll make double doors. Man, the wind will not come in. He's wondering, you know, the guy, Fakayv the Loksh, Nish Fakayv the Loksh. The guy holds out his hand and he calls everyone to come back from work. He's sure that, you know, he's killing in front of everyone. He tells him, you see, this stupid Yid just came a little bit time to Russia, already got the smartness of Stalin. Want everyone to copy what he did. He said, Pashta Eitzah, why we didn't think about it till now? Two doors to protect for the wind. He said, it was a Yiddiot, not Apikoyos. Apikoyos was with them together there. He was chatting in the whole time. The day after it, he came with his son. His son was older. He wants to make a bris milah. He said, if you, 5 days, this guy that yesterday gave this ganze drosche here, that then a comment that he will take from a year that makes a sukkah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him to make you the model, and everyone has their own model, everyone has to follow. I know Sido Beirayim. What's the pshat? Why this story gives us bitoch? Yeah, when you hear such a story, you get bitoch. Now, we have a lot of Yidden that did such a maise and got caught and killed. I'm not going now alochadik if you mechuvet and meisa nefesh to sukkah or not. It's a bazundere shayle. It's not the shayle here now. It's not the mokum. We're not interested in the alochad part of it. Bitochim is a person feels the world, he's in such a place, he doesn't think one day he will come out of here. There's no way to come out of such a place. There's no tzad. No tzad to come out of such a place. But he feels like Kadosh Baruch Hu put him here. It's bad. Hashem wants it. This is what Hashem did. If this is what Hashem did, and for this Hashem put me here, so what I'm worried about? If something has to happen to me, it will happen to me. And if it doesn't have to happen, it will not happen. So, this story, this is the light madrege is Gamzu Letoiv. The light madrege in Bitochim is to start to work first, to believe that it could come out good. Again, a person will work that only it for sure will happen good. But a person has to believe it will come out for good. I want to take this case. The light person, look, this person will save. But not to build bitachon on that, because what would be the first thing you get a patch. But what was this other tzad? That I was here to fix Mitzvah's Nefesh of Sukkah. Upstairs I come up to the Shemayim, I fix Mitzvah Sukkah in this world. I fix Mitzvah Sukkah in this world. What is the pshat? Pshat is, I spoke with it a couple of times, the Moshel, the world says, that two people came up to the Shemayim. You know, both of them passed the Holocaust. They come up to the Shemayim, the first person, they give him 100 million palaces of gold. 100 million. That's mechubadik. Second person comes up to the Shemayim, they give them 150 million. Palaces of gold. 150 million palaces. So the first person says, in Shulduk, you know, he applies, I don't know where you could apply it often, but he says, in Shulduk, you know, we're together. He was number 2256, I was 2257. I mean, we're mamish near each other. We slept. One day I slept down, one day he slept. I mean, it was mamish. One, I think maybe I slept even more down. I mean, mamish the same. We walked together. One day I was in front, one day he was in front. We passed Auschwitz together. We died in the same day. What was Gator though? How was Shai Menei Lama Enes? Call the judge. Tell you what happened. Remember the day you died? He died first. And when the Nazis came to kill him, they shoot him, you know, he didn't die. He fell, but he didn't die. They said the dogs, you know, they started to schlep off pieces. You know, he didn't die, he was a strong person. They were kicking him. The kids, it took a couple of hours till they managed to kill him. Mamish, he was screaming, putting pieces in. He just didn't die. And they just left him like this. He was gracious for a couple of days. For Yotzan Ishmasa. You dive into Hashem, Hashem, just, you know, just take my neshama. I can't stand it. They shoot you and you die on the spot. For that 2 days that he suffered because he's a Yid, such isurim, have another 50 million palaces of gold. So I had him rebuy in the shadow of my past Auschwitz for 6 years. Give me 2 days of Yisurim. Netzach Netzach, another 50. I'm left with 100 after the whole Auschwitz. Why you killed me quick? Suffer, screaming suffering. 2 days. Netzach Netzach. Netzach Netzach. I will be like Rabbi Kiva Bechaveirov. Now I'm only a chroini. What's the Madregis Dalton? I don't know how it goes. This is what a person will say. If that person will come down to the Shemayim, oh, that's again. I had two choices where to go, to this Nazi or to that Nazi. He will go to this Nazi, for sure. That killed with a dog. You're not Davin Hashem, just don't send the dog. It's a pachat to say it. And I'm not saying, we'll have to come to the Madrega that we'll hold like that in Gantz. But this is, to take one of her teams. This person, I'm going back to the story of this person of the Sukkah. He had two options. One option, he'll be terrible for him. But he came, this is his tikkun in the world. The person is metaken, what he needs to metaken, he goes up to the Kisei HaKovet. Even a shaman has what she has to be metaken. If you metaken it completely, you shalom in Gansen. You're not missing nothing in Eilam HaEves. Every person has what he has to be metaken. I say, Gaitos. This is your tafkid. He says, I'm not. I say again, I don't know if the halacha we have to pass it like Yenem or not. So I'm here in Siberia, in such a massive white birds around me, everything is sukkim, yeah? This guy that has mishugas, you know? They came to places they didn't know how you didn't look at it. People that, you know, they checked if under the yarmulkes they have horns. They never saw it. People never saw no one. This guy would decide to ride a mitzvah sukkah. What's hot of a mitzvah sukkah? Such a chomo de kazach. He says, Mimonafshah. I have to attack in mitzvah sukkah. This is the reason I'm here. If I suffer for that, I did rotten Hashem. And if Hashem wants, He will save me. Look how He saved when He wanted to save. He doesn't need your help to save. Gamzu l'toivo. Gamzu l'toivo. You're right. Sometimes I don't see it. Sometimes I don't see it. And Taika, I don't see it. Aber Gamzula Taiva. Gamzula Taiva. So the first wave is Chaskus and Bitochen. But Nochum is Gamzula Hai Madrege. But I'm saying, I'm using it to the lower Madrege Ligabe us in the moment. To take some stories. But a person could find from his own stories. Person could find from himself stories that happened to him, and he finds bitachon. That gamzu the toivah. Every story that a person has to find. This a person has to look. Person has to look. But this happens. I'll tell you, that Shabbos I had to go away. I'm sure that it's the place that, you know, I was decided to go, it was very close. I'm not such a bucky. First time I went away somewhere, I don't know. Because I had, you know, I was decided something, Shalom and the milk here, so I was busy Friday, I didn't realize, you know, Shechta came to America, I wanted to speak to him. I didn't realize the time was coming late. I left my house like 1 o'clock. Normally the driver that I use, but it's a very not comfortable car, and I use it with all my family. So I actually just called the company, just, you know, to order a car, you know. They order a car, and, you know, Yenin comes. You know, everyone said, you know, Yenin, you know, we don't want to go with Yenin. It's very nice though, so, you know. I thought, Gamzul Teva. I didn't know yet what is the Gamzul Teva. We go into the car, we start to go. He says, you know, it's over an hour and a half traveling. I thought, you know, it'll be too close to Shabbos, I'm planning to go in the middle of the way off. Kids are speeding. But he tells me, but Lemay say, you know, we're in the middle of the way. But you know, when I'm coming back, I'm Chal Shabbos, you know. I don't have a problem with that. But you know, you were getting it. I said, what are you nervous about? I'm anyway with Michal Shabbos, even if I'm rushing. I can't go. Kids, you know, there's no way. He went the quickest that we could, yeah? Saying, at least not be inside this. It's not so dangerous, you know, to be stopped. But, kids, so I thought, you know, I gave him extra money, another 150 shekel. But tonight, when Shabbos comes, he stops the car where he is. So, thank you, got out of the city, and he stopped. He walked by foot, managed to get mamash 5 minutes before Shke, he got to the Chemish. He parked his car outside, and he walked home. But if I have a different driver, I'll have to stop the trip. So I can't have a person on Shabbos because of me. So, the whole, I didn't know what was the Gamzu L'Teiva. But that's his Gamzu L'Teiva. Now I knew. A person has to learn. Again, if you're not strong and you plan, yeah, Miyat to be upset, because Baruch Hu doesn't smile Miyat. But it doesn't take a long time to smile. And it doesn't mean that he has to show you in everything. If you will see it the whole time, as I said in the beginning, it's not necessary in life. There's nothing hard. There's nothing hard. Everything is light. Well, what is hard? Everything is light. However, if a person gets used to Gamzu L'Teiva, to try to find something bad happened to me, look, Oh Hashem, it's my Shomayim, it's my Shem. What? He has to find 1, 2, 3, 4. He finds a couple times that he had a Gamzu L'Teiva. After he finds a couple times that he had a Gamzu L'Teiva, he starts every time to remember. This is also. Not every time he has to start to find, so when it's good and where it's good. He has a Gamzu L'Teiva in his head. Gamzu L'Teiva. The equal is L'Teiva. I'm doing my Ishtadlis. It's not working out. But my Gamzu L'Teiva. Every person. Lelo yoytze min haklal. could see it the whole time. The whole time. Again, it's nisyonis, that sometimes you don't see it. Sometimes it looks terrible. Sometimes it looks terrible. But the whole time you could see Gamza the Torah. The whole time you could see Gamza the Torah. And this was the avoid of Nochum Ish Gamzu. This was his shita. The Chiddush was Gamzu. This also. Remember something happened to me? You remember that time? In the end, it came out good? Gamzu l'tayv. Gamzu l'tayv. Remember this case? Gamzu l'tayv. And the chokhmah of a person is to find a chetimtze. One echetimtze, two echetimtzes, three echetimtzes. But to find, and when you find the echetimtze, you realize, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Again, you also have to remember the tikkun. The tikkun. Then, the motion. The person looks, you know, we're standing towards the end of the Golas of Klal Yisrael. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned over so much things. So much things, Klal Yisrael. Yeah? Hashem moved the Yidden from one place to the other place, yeah? The Derech HaTeva, it's Amod Nezach. It's Amod Nezach. Different of all the nations, yeah? Teire was in Poli, this was Gans Teire. Teire was in Sfarad, Gans Teire. Teire is in this country. Teire is moving from place to place. Teire was in Bavel. In Bavel, as a Golish with Nish, the Sheikhs. All of the Yidden, everything was in Bavel. Everything was in Poli. Everything was in Russia. Everything is in a different place. Everything is in different places. This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mesedah the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu bring the Torah to go from one place to the other place. The Hainu. This is Ratzon Hashem. That it will happen like that. That it will turn like that. Now, a person to get Bitochon. We said that the Vayim is Avodah L'Maaseh, not only on paper. This is the whole Tachlis of this Vayim of Bitochon. A person has to take on himself. So this week, what I'm saying again, bitochen, it's avoda, but after you coin it, like the Chavos Havoris says, you're so rich. I'm not saying, I also fail a lot. You know, I try to work a lot on bitochen, and I fail. Sometimes I get so upset when bad things happen to me. Yeah? But there's so much things that when you're used to working on them, you say, oh, Baruch Hashem, at this I can laugh. And I know that 5 years ago, Mamash made me upset. No, so I'm saying, everyone is a human being. Shulzam Rebach told me once that Akadosh Baruch Hu brings up the nisyonos. You know, he wants you. I mean, it doesn't lead it easy for you. I went once to ask him, and two chashuv people, and the way they were behaving and they were handling didn't pass. So I went to ask Shulzam, what's the pshat with them? So he told me, Akadosh Baruch Hu made it to them that by them this is mamish major, because that would not be a nisyon for them. So sometimes Akadosh Baruch Hu could bring something major, sometimes he could put in a cup that it's major. It's not to make a ganze matzah. You make for them, they think that this is a mitzvah rabbi, and you know, it's about a ganze tumu. But be a seder. You feel. It's one of the only things in midas that you work on, and you can feel in the same week you could start to feel the pains. So to take on this week, to try. Again, it's only a question of habit. And after you get used to it, you don't have to work on it. It happens. It happens. Mamash happens. A bad, at least once a day. Say, hopefully you will not have bad things once a day. Yeah, but something bad happens to you. Yeah, maybe I'll explain. When we come to the Madrege, when you miss the elevator and you have to wait to get to the elevator, it also comes to the table. Yeah, also comes to the table. Maybe I'll give you one more mashal. I speak Alamot in Gilai. I don't know if you saw, Baruch Hashem, you know, in Yeshiva, but in Shmuel Anovi, by night, it's like 20, 40 buses, you know, all the Ingilite go, and they're running, you see, like people running in the end of Second Seder, trying to hop the buses. And then Gemara asked me once, he doesn't understand. Every time when he has a good day, he wrestles, he misses the tefillin. And he has to take a taxi 40 shekel home. Every day that he learns bad, he gets the bar. Mama, she sees it kaseidah. The day that he learns good, he runs down, someone stops him, he misses the bus. Cost him 40 shekel. Something in life has come out half of the wage, yeah? And the day that he learns bad, every time he gets. You tell me, no, now, Gamzu the Toyba, no, it's a captain. Tell me Gamzu the Toyba here. So I tried everything and don't know it's better. If I come home, the food is ready, not ready the same. I never found diamonds, nowhere. Tell me, where is your stories? You know? So you all only have stories. Where, I want the story. I thought, I'll tell you Pashut. I'm sorry, I don't want to hurt you. I thought, but I'll tell you Pashut. I said, what do you do in the bus? You shmooze to your friends, right? Don't learn. And you speak about, you know, about Yemen, this magichir, that person. You know, because until you get home, 40 minutes, you know, Aram get on the ganze yeshiva to shtiklach, yeah? So, you know, you hold on him, you hold on him. Everyone has his day. In yeshiva, you learn. And then you learn good. Hashem said, you know, you learned so good today. You don't deserve to, in one day, to miss all the mitzvahs, like to lose it on the way home. No, man, you're a good person, but the guys there are not so good guys. You know, your area, your chevra, a bad chevra. Hashem can change them. You know, he makes you to lose. It's worth your 40 shekels. You come home with a package of mitzvahs. A day that you're bad, let him to be on the bus. Let him, you know, Abisu Merameiras. Second comes on the table. You come up to the Shemayim, you'll realize, Givaldik, the day that I learned, Chal mitzvah mitzvah. Hashem, maybe I'll miss the bus. A person learns good, because of that he misses a trip that he mamish wanted. Because I learned, you know, the guys didn't take me, you know? So I thought, no, you go with these guys, this is Antfile. Yeah? He knows what happens when you go with these guys. You look there, you do this, because you learned good, they didn't take you. You think fakir? If I'll be heaven outside, I will manage. Yeah, because I'm learning, they didn't take me. Hashem saved you because you're learning, bidiyuk. You have to be a little bit creative, a bit, to learn Gamzu the Toyva. But in the minute that it happens to you, like when I miss a bus now, I think like, so much things to think about. So much. I'm not saying a person has to be fadimiyant every time. So I'm saying the elevator, who knows who the bachelor that went on that trip, you know? Saying, I don't know. Definitely, when I go, I see it's a good bachelor, but I don't know. I'm not saying that I think now in every elevator, who knows what he's talking in the elevator. But I'm just masbir. Every zach, if a person gets used to it, so I'm saying the avoid is that you don't have to jump. When you're used to it, it's not, you think now, so like the kids have got to talk, you have to be thinking, this is garbage. It's like you don't think now if it's light in the room. It's light. Yeah, we go outside, it's dark. You don't think, oh, now we changed the light. It's dark, yeah? When you get used to it, this is the way it passes near your head. So there's a goal. So it's not like you're thinking twice, oh, what happened? Good, bad, good, bye. You know, a story, and you go by it every second. You know, you make up a book, a storybook. But the way to avoid it is once a day, something that bothers you. I'm not saying if you don't start with the elevator, yeah? Something that bothers you, shtickle. Try to think L'Toyva. Try to think what it could be L'Toyva. Are you a manager or not manage? Hopefully, one or two of them, you will see that there's L'Toyva in the end. After you will see that someone L'Toyva, you will start to say Gamzu L'Toyva. But this is the Tchilas HaAvoida. Tchilas HaAvoida to take such a thing on yourself. Bezus Hashem, on Hasiyat HaTishmei.